Joining us now is Kim Orlando, travel expert and founder of TravelingMom.com. Good morning, Kim. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate that.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here and to talk about travel.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I mean, especially for the summertime, that's when, I don't know whether it's over-anticipation or we have higher expectations of what our summertime travel is going to be like. How can you help us out for the final maybe month of summer?
I definitely have big expectations for summer. You know, I want it to be perfect. I want road trips to be perfect. And it's really the imperfections that make it fun. And I travel with teenagers, so there are a lot of imperfections when we travel.
Wait a minute. You travel with teenagers? Don't you know you're supposed to leave them at home to enjoy your trip? I'm just giving you some other advice from a dad.
Thank you. There's the tip of the day. Yeah. I really appreciate that. But once in a while, I do drag them out. I'm going Sunday, actually, to Kentucky. It's a 14-hour drive for me. And I make them unplug on the trip, which is just horrible for them. But I do it because I want to have a little family time, and they'll get over the whole complaining thing. And we play weird games like, you know, find the strangest town name, tell me a story about it. We just kind of make it up. We're silly, goofy. And it just makes it really fun. But besides the fun, you do have to prepare for a road trip. And I've teamed up with some really great companies to help with that.
Well, let's talk a lot about some of the things you pack. I mean, we know we pack regular things that we need, but what are the things that you're driving along the way and thinking, darn, I wish I had remembered that. It would have made it a little easier for me.
Well, with teenagers, pack more food than you think you need. My boys have hollow legs. I don't know what it is, but they could just eat the entire time. So a couple things. You want to check ahead for construction on your route, because I don't know what it is about this summer, but I feel like every road is under construction, so you need to plan ahead. You might be in traffic longer than you expected. Pack the snacks, like I said. Pack the chargers. Use your rewards to help you save money on your trip. Wyndham Hotel Group has more hotels than anyone else in the world. They've got budget, upscale, resorts, everything. And their Wyndham Rewards Loyalty Program guarantees rewards after just one stay. It's free to join, and now you can save up to 25% and earn bonus points if you book on their Wyndham Rewards website. So once you get, you know, you figure out where you're going to stay, get your car ready for the trip. Be sure to get your oil changed. Change your air filter. Get that checked also. And don't forget to take care of the outside of your car, especially areas like your tires and trim. Turtle Wax has a great jet black line with products like EnduraShine Tire and Trim. It features tint technology and restores finishes so your car looks good when you leave, when you're on your road trip, and it looks good when you get back, and it protects it from the sun. Basically protects it from fading. You can get a $7 mail-in rebate on Facebook through the end of October.
Well, that's some of the chores you can give your teenagers before you get on the trip to make the car look good before you head out on the road, too.
So. You are right about that.
Let's talk about making sure, obviously, you know, want to make sure you get the tank, full tank of gas, and that you kind of plan out where you're going to stop so that you, as you mentioned with traffic, maybe you're out on the road longer than you expect. But what about as far as getting people, you know, going places, planning something that everybody's going to enjoy?
Well, I always let my kids choose one thing that they really want to do when we're on a road trip. Is there a place they want to stop? But I also think it's the unplanned stops that are really fun. Just stop in some random town and get a snack or have a lunch or have breakfast. Don't look at the reviews. Just go in and do it. If it's horrible, you'll have a story to tell forever. And if it's great, you'll have a story to tell forever. So it's the same thing. And I was going to say that also when you're traveling with teens, I don't know if you've had this experience, but they're on their electronics, like I said, and all of a sudden you get this data bill that is shocking, right? So if you, to avoid that, Delphi Connect has a device that plugs into your car and it creates a 4G LTE Wi-Fi hotspot for up to 5 devices, and that can really save you some money on the data thing. Not only does it keep you connected, it gives you vehicle diagnostics alerts so you know when your car is having issues, and you can also use it to check the car's condition before you head out. I think that's brilliant, and it's small, and it's really good for a car if your car is, let's say, older than a couple years and doesn't have all the electronics, bells, and whistles.
Now, if you're dealing with, let's say, younger kids or even kids that kind of sleep a lot in the back seat, and I'm not talking about teenagers, the little ones like that, what's a good way to make sure that their traveling is going to be at least enjoyable for you with young kids, toddlers, people like that?
Make them comfortable. I think that's really important. You want to pack up some things for them to play with, of course, and things for them to look at, and you want to talk to them, and you want to have music, but you also want to make sure that they're really comfortable on the ride. And Even Flow is taking our kids' comfort to the next level with Pro Comfort Symphony Car Seat. It's brand new. It's all-in-one. It has innovative gel matrix technology, and what that is like a honeycomb-patterned, cushy, it's like an insole. It's like a shoe insole for your car seat. So it takes the pressure points, it relieves all of that for the child and makes them more comfortable in their car seat. And if they're comfortable and they're peaceful, then everybody else in the car is peaceful and comfortable.
Do you rely on maps? Do you think we should still have maps, or is everything going to be GPS? I still find out there's a little advantage of having a paper map. Do you fall on either side of that?
I fall on both sides. I make sure that my teens know how to read a map, because the problem I have with the GPS is you don't get a bird's eye view of where you're going, and I think that's really important. They need to know how to read a map as well as use a GPS.
I like that. You need the bird's eye view. Where are we going? We turned right there. What do you mean right there? And that's true.
And there are a lot of places you go that you can't get a GPS signal.
Well, that's
You're
right.
driving along, and all of a sudden you're like, where do I turn?
I don't know. Back to reading those road signs or following the truck in front of you and see where they're taking you as well. Any good places to head for the summer that you might want to recommend?
I think every place is good. It really depends on what you want. I mean, the weather is really great across the United States. We're not too hot this year. And I think that, you know, there's good deals. Well, I can't say there's great deals out there. I think you have to be careful about, like, using your rewards, like I had said earlier. You want to use maybe points from your credit card and just go and make the most of it. Just remember that you don't have to go for a week. You could go for 3 days, and that truly is a break, especially if you shut down the electronics for a couple of hours. That's going to make a huge difference. I predict that's going to be the luxury vacation of the future, is where you arrive someplace and you turn in your phone.
That sounds like prison, but we'll talk about that another day. Kim Orlando with Travel Expert, TravelingMom.com. Where's a good place to go? If not that, any place else people can check out online to get the information you've talked about today?
TravelingMom.com, TravelingDad.com, just for you. We have a free ebook called Family Travel Tips, 101 Family Travel Tips. Got all kinds of great stuff at a glance, and we would love to help you. If you need more help than that, we have 60 writers who can help you get on the road and make your trip successful.
Sounds that good. I like those unplanned things are what make things the best part, especially that crazy rest stop you stopped at. Why did we stop here? Let's get out of here as quickly as we can and get back on the road, but we all remember that. Kim, thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate it today.
Thanks for having me.
Kim Orlando, Travel Expert, TravelingMom.com.